Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The evacuation of people from the Syrian city of Aleppo has been suspended, leaving thousands of people trapped. Blasts were heard today near the convoys moving people out of the city. Several thousand have already been evacuated. Humanitarian groups say the full evacuation of civilians and rebels and their families could take days if it is restored. Government forces backed by Russian airstrikes took nearly all remaining parts of eastern Aleppo this week. Saladin Sahok reports.
Video footage from eastern Aleppo shows ambulances and buses arriving in a neighborhood captured by the government, where hundreds of people waited to be transported to another rebel-held area. The United Nations Humanitarian Advisor for Syria, Jan Egeland, said the sick, the wounded and children were the first to be evacuated.
700,000 people in 15 besieged areas beyond east Aleppo, and they are a symbol of this lack of presence, lack of protection.
The United States and others have condemned Russia for aiding the massacre of civilians by the Syrian army. Moscow got involved in the Syrian conflict under the pretext that it would fight Islamic State, but has in fact provided military support to Damascus. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
One of Indonesia's most wanted men is a computer geek skilled at bomb-making who joined the Islamic State in Syria. Baru Naim reportedly directs IS attacks in Indonesia through the Telegram app that's favored by the Islamic State. European Union leaders agreeing to extend sanctions on Russia another 6 months, those in response to the Russian activities in Ukraine. This is VOA News.